Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
It's a little over a year since we were teased by the prospect of Europe shoveling loads of money into the black hole in the public finances created by taxpayer recapitalisation of the pillar banks AIB and Bank of Ireland. Hopes of that were dashed on the rocks of a looming general election, though it's now very much back on the domestic agenda following a result in that election and comments by the junior minister at the Department of Finance, Brian Hayes, this afternoon. Philip Boucher-Hayes has been monitoring events in Dublin, in Berlin and in Brussels. Philip, is it all back on again?
Well, you haven't heard bank recapitalisation being talked about by Irish politicians since last summer in advance of the German election that we just got the result in. But it was never off the table, according to Brian Hayes, the junior minister at the Department of Finance. You're going to recall, go back a little bit further than last summer, that EU leaders made this momentous but fatally ambiguous promise to break the links between bank debt and sovereign debt at an EU summit. Now, in pursuit of that, Michael Noonan started talking about sums as large as 30 billion and in some extravagant projections, 60 billion, if not more, actually being written off or given to us by Europe. But then Angela Merkel and Wolfgang Schäuble indicated their opposition to that. And I suppose rather wisely, the government didn't admit defeat. They left the door open on the principle, but they switched their attention from talking about bank recapitalisation onto promissory notes and to Frankfurt. And the spin doctors in government circles told us, look, just wait until after the German general election and anything could be possible. So this afternoon, at her first press conference since re-election, Angela Merkel set out her stall on things like preferred coalition partners, future European policy, and she even had a few words on Ireland. Back in Dublin, Minister Brian Hayes decided that her few words were very warm words, quote unquote, and that bank recapitalisation was something that we would now be pursuing with much more vigour in public again.
There is an acceptance within the Eurogroup at the very least that retroactive recapitalisation can be considered by the banks on a case-by-case basis once the instrument comes into force. Ireland's situation is unique, and I think the Germans do understand that. It's unique because we, in the particular circumstances of the time,
we took a hit for the team.
Well, that's what the Minister Noonan has said, and it's a colourful way of describing it. But I think the more progress we make in terms of fixing the problems ourselves and making sure that the economy is growing, which it is, the easier it will be in terms of making sure that we get the support at key moments. This is a midterm project. It's not going to happen today or tomorrow, but it hasn't been taken off the table. That's the important point. Bank retroactivity is still on the table.
Minister Brian Hayes there with Áine Lawler. Bank retroactivity is still on the table. So if Angela Merkel, Philip, is a woman who says what she means, is known for her frankness, what did she actually say?
Oh, well, she wasn't being particularly frank about anything today. She certainly didn't say bank recapitalisation, retroactive or not. She didn't say that anything was back on the table. She did say that there was going to be little change of direction in her Europe policy. She was asked an agreed question on Ireland and she said nothing, really. She said nothing that we haven't really already heard, as you can hear now.
Und wir haben als Union einen klaren Auftrag zur.
Our course of European policy will not change. Ireland has made good progress. This progress was not made in Germany. It was made in Ireland on the basis of the Irish understanding that things had gone wrong in the past few years. I'm grateful to my colleague Enda Kenny for implementing the reform so passionately. Ireland is one of those examples where it can be shown that things are improving. Ireland has remarkably lower yields on its bonds. I want to express my sincere respect for what Ireland has achieved over the past couple of years. Those developments are good and important for Ireland.
So nothing that she hasn't said before, nothing that Wolfgang Schäuble hasn't said. Now, look, obviously she is not going to make any major policy shift before she's even started negotiations on a programme for government, let alone decided which party she's actually going to go into government with. But it would be putting the cart before the horse for us to be getting excited back here in Dublin about getting name-checked by her, or Enda Kenny getting name-checked by her. Particularly because I've been reading a briefing memo which came out today from Deutsche Bank on the consequences of her re-election. And the first thing they say up in bold right at the top of this memo is the implications for German euro politics are very limited. There will be no substantial changes to the conditions support course vis-a-vis the euro area periphery, i.e. us. A grand coalition, that is a coalition with her party and the SPD, might adopt a slightly more proactive stance on growth initiatives, but a push for debt redemption fund and a debt mutualisation is not on the cards, full stop.
Who's to say, though, that if she ends up in coalition, and she probably will with the next largest party, the SPD, that the issue might not make it back onto the agenda and we might have a change of finance minister and, you know, talk of Mr. Rasmussen from the ECB making it into the Schäuble chair. So maybe things will change.
It is possible. Anything is possible. It is possible because the SPD campaigned specifically on loosening the austerity thumbscrews that they might, if they got hold of the major financial portfolio or one of them, that they might be enabled to make good on some of those sympathetic sounds that they made for us while they were in opposition. That certainly is Peter Spiegel, the Financial Times Brussels bureau chief's take on it this afternoon when I talked to him.
Now, the question of the debt in that is still on the books that could be directly recapitalized by the ESM, you know, that there's not going to be some drastic U-turn. But if I think if Dublin were to get a friendlier message out of Berlin that they would be open to this retroactive recap, I think that could be back on the table. Right now, that is, anyone you talk to here in Brussels says that it's highly unlikely that's going to happen. That despite the fact we have set up this tool for countries in the future, going backwards and sort of redoing the Irish bailout so that the Irish state is responsible for the recapitalization of the surviving banks, Bank of Ireland and Allied, that trying to redo that is just not practical. There's no support for it in Berlin. You know, if you had a social democratic finance minister, you might find someone who's a little bit more sympathetic to that. Now, again, not a U-turn, but something that might move back onto the agenda that could be actually discussed, whereas now that's not even being discussed.
Something may be back on the agenda. Is there a but, though?
There are several buts here. The first is a party that hasn't even made it into the Bundestag, the AfD. They're a very Eurosceptical party to the right of Angela Merkel. She will be considering, though, how do I go about neutralising this party, making sure that it doesn't get over the 5% threshold to get seats in the Bundestag ahead of not just elections 4 years from now, but the European elections, which are just coming around the corner. So much and all, you're not likely to see her take a Eurosceptical position. You're certainly not likely to see her making any progressive moves on Europe, while that is something that the German domestic political landscape is adjusting to. The second issue here is, well, it's one, I suppose, that I'm going to leave really to the other Financial Times bureau chief that I've been speaking to today, which is Michael Steen, who is based in Frankfurt. Same paper, but a very, very different approach to Peter Steen. I asked him to what extent was, if she goes into coalition with the SPD, the next biggest party, were they going to end up being the tail that wagged the dog? Because they are a very, very big party. Was their softer focus on austerity something that was going to play into what they wanted to see being achieved domestically, or were they actually really going to be in any way concerned with areas like us in the euro periphery? And Michael Steen's take on it is that no, what they were going to be all about was trying to adjust the German minimum wage and not looking after Ireland and bank recapitalisation.
They would absolutely be focused on domestic issues. And I think the one that is the most likely that they'd go for is to push very hard for a national minimum wage, which was one of their key campaign pledges. And actually unsettled Ms. Merkel enough for her to slightly copy in diluted form that policy. So there is perhaps some room for movement there. Now, outside of Germany, everyone looks at the SPD and says, you know, they're more helpful on the Eurozone crisis, and they voted along with Ms. Merkel for the bailouts when her own party were rebelling against her. So it's fair to say that they're definitely softer, but that's never going to win them votes at home. So that's not something that the outsiders should probably place too much emphasis on, I'd say.
So the sum of all of this really is the talk of bank recapitalisation being very much back on the agenda is very much premature, because the view from outside Germany might be, while look, anything is possible, inside Germany it's don't hold your breath.
Philip Boucher-Hayes, thank you very much. It's